come and kill me, whatever.
You should be able to just, you know, if you tore up the radio, just get another one.
I don't think the wife would, she'd kind of frown on that a little bit.
Might not be a matter of money, might not be able to get it.
No, that's right.
You know, Oddity's website, and they were saying that the 6100 ship in 2 weeks. I hope that's not my time frame, because when I ordered mine, it said ships within 7 days.
8 months in the waiting on 3 Motorola radios.
Motorola?
It's like a 7550 or something like that. It's a 440 radio. It goes from 403 to 470, I think it said, 4 watts.
Now, I realize Motorola makes good radio. I'm sure it's good commercial radio. We use them at work, but the amount of money that they spend on those radios versus, because it's a DMR radio at the time, and, you know, they have the repeater, like ours, at the plant. Like, why do you spend that kind of money when you could basically get a TYT or an Anytone or something like that and program it the exact same way, and it would be a lot cheaper?
It has to be a little bit special so that there's no chance of blowing up anything.
Because Motorola's have the, I forgot the name of it. We had them in the fire department as well. They basically, it's, everything's sealed, so there's no opportunity for it to ignite something.
Special battery.
It makes sense, but like our application here at work, sometimes I just question it, because I'm like, why would we spend $1,000 on one radio? And you could have spent $200 on a radio, because we don't have areas where there's fumes that are going to ignite, you know, besides where they put fuel in it or something like that. I don't know. I don't get it.
Name.
It boils down to, today's Thursday, right? So we got the Simplex Net tonight. Y'all both participated?
Frequency?
The clock, I believe, or am I, maybe 7:30. I'd have to go back and look at my paperwork, and I don't remember the frequency. It's 145 or something.
Okay. Pushing my bedtime.
What is wrong?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, that's still a 16-hour day.
Get up at, 4:30 this morning, and I'll be up till 11 tonight, at least.
You stay up just to play radio.
Normal for me. Like yesterday, I got up at 5, and I didn't get home last night until almost 9:30.
Late myself. My bedtime's usually not till 10:30, pushing 11, and sometimes closer to midnight.
Already just sleeping in the recliner. There ain't no sense being uncomfortable there when I can just get, you know, horizontal in the bed.
If I want, I start dozing and catch myself doing that, I'm going on to bed.
Yeah, if I fall asleep on the couch, usually wife will wake me up and I'll go on to bed. How it would work now, unless you got in touch with Chad if you wanted to do it, because it's really neat. It's everybody, there's a list, and everybody's going to transmit on their time frame, time slot, and you're just supposed to write down who you can hear.
You know, leave it on that frequency and see who you could hear. My radio seems to do pretty good from the house. I mean, me and Patrick were talking on the White Oak when I was walking in the field on my HD.
I know so far that I'll be able to hear right off the bat will be Chad and Steve, and I think it's Gary, I think he's got a beam or something, because I heard him talking to Steve, because I was on Simplex with Steve, and then he jumped over there, and I could just barely make him out. But those are the only two people, besides some guy that lives up in North Carolina, that I can hear all the time. But I know I can hear those two, sir. Yeah.
It'll be a real short list.
It'll be real long, because I'm looking at the list. You got a bunch of people living Taylor's and stuff.
I'm pretty good.
Well, my problem, yeah, that's Steve. That's the money guy. That's a different Steve. Kemp, Beller, Landrum, Tron, Liberty. You got some dudes that lives up in Penrose. Columbus, Greer, Rutherfordton, Taylor's, more Taylor's, Pickens, myself, Greer. You got a pretty wide list.
That networking, that'll be awesome communication network to have, but getting it working is going to be a challenge.
And get a biscuit. I'll be back in a minute.
Maybe be out of the truck by then, but I'll stick around for another minute or two, and I'm going to head out. So I might say 7-3 to you. KO4CEF. Yeah, Patrick, it's going to be fun. The 2-meter, we got to get that single sideband going. I don't know if my antenna will do well, but I'd be curious to see how that worked. I know, I can tell you without a doubt, a dipole, horizontal dipole, picks up much worse than a vertical antenna if somebody's vertically oriented, because I can listen to Chad on my horizontal simplex. I was just curious. I flipped over to my other radio that's hooked to the dipole, and I could barely make out anything he was saying.
So, a little cheap 2-meter single sideband antenna, and actually you can use it in a couple different configurations. It's another MCOM Chameleon antenna. One of theirs they picked up. It was recommended. And it actually is pretty simple to use, but I don't know. I hadn't been able to hear anybody on it yet, but I got such a bad location, I think that's more of it than anything.
That mountain's going to be fun for you. I don't think I realized how many hills there were between your house and mine until I pulled up that Google Maps. You know, you thinking you could probably blast through the first one. Although I don't know if 2 meters is real good at that, but there was several more after that one that were still in our way.
KN4 TFW.
Realize how many of these little bumps are in the way until you start looking at that.
About 6 meters, because I have read that 6 meters is a little better in hilly environments. I don't know how true that is. I do know that there is a beacon that's up towards Caesar's Head somewhere, and I can hear it no matter what time of day. It's like 50.074, somewhere in that area, and I can hear it all the time. It's always going off, and I'm curious whether 6 meters does better in that kind of environment. So, well, gentlemen, I'm going to head on in. I got to hurry up and get inside and get ready for this meeting. So I'm going to say 7-3 to y'all. Y'all be safe out there on the road this morning, and hopefully maybe we'll holler at you this evening. I doubt it, but we'll see. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your side.
KO4HKX, have a good day.
73, Andrew, enjoy that meeting. KN4CFW.
When it rained on 25, make it 290, and there's nothing.
Dry here, it hasn't rained yet.
Hit and miss coming.
It to be coming.
They're calling bitches up at the house today.
Changing it and everything. Now they're saying the heavy rain ain't coming until, for us, until like 9 o'clock tonight.
I have to say good, because then I ain't got to try to work in it, and I'll be home by then.
Yeah, definitely. I think they lessened the amount of rain you were supposed to get. This morning it was only showing about an inch up there at your house, but they lie all the time.
Well, be honest with you, I hadn't watched the news since Tuesday. Order this Simplex net tonight. I've been kind of curious to see who all I can hear, if anybody.
Yeah, we could try our own little thing, you know, get on 146.5T, see if we could hear anybody.
I tried with several guys down here, and I hadn't been able to get across that mountain. Well, I'm so close to it on the other side, it just, I can't get over it that well.
Even with 2 meters, it's it. Considered more line of sight, and then like Andrew was saying, 6 meters is so close to HF, you know what I mean? Its signal can bounce a little bit.
I tried 10 meters before, and that didn't work.
It's an antenna that I can raise and lower, and that, probably if I lowered it down, you could, you know, I could get to you.
Got the yawn this morning, KO4HKX.
Going to bed at 11, right?
But last night, after I got done with the route, I was working on a truck till, I don't know, about 8:30, quarter to 9, and then made the drive home. So, a little more than what I would normally do in a day.
Yeah, that's right. You were working on a 7-point-something liter, right?
Yeah, I was working on one of them power strokes, a 7.3.
Some of those newer diesels aren't half what the old ones used to be.
Some different problems. But all in all, they're really not that bad other than the regen system. The regen system causes all kinds of problems with the DEF and SOC and DOC trying to clean everything up. Yeah, they cause lots of problems.
And about that one?
A system that they're using to burn up the particulates that it catches. That's where you're having a lot of issue with trucks nowadays. They're running them hotter. And they're still trying to run a dirty fuel through there and it be clean as anything else, and it just haven't got there yet.
90% of the oil out of diesel fuel. I know it used to be oily when we were kids.
Sulfur that was in it. That's why it stunk. But now they've got it down to 7 parts per million for sulfur instead of the 15 parts per million. And you lost a lot of the lubrication, and that's caused injection problems. And then also, the chemical that they're putting in there for an additive is eating up rubber, so it's causing all kinds of fuel leaks. Those are the kinds of problems you're having. It isn't that the engine's having major problems, it's that kind of stuff.
All fancy stuff, KN4 TFW.
To be honest with you, most of the time when you see catastrophic engine problems, it's because somebody's been in there trying to get way more horsepower than what they're designed to do. They design these engines to only withstand so much horsepower and torque, the rods and the components in them, and you start stressing them out and running them on the edge of what they're capable of or over, and harmonics is just going to tear them apart.
But he's got a Dodge, I don't know what he's got in it, four-wheel drive and that, but he takes really good care of it, and he gets like in the high 20s for fuel mileage.
Version, you're talking a 10,000-pound vehicle, four-wheel drive, and I take it on a trip, I get over 25 miles a gallon out on the highway, so I can't complain about that at all.
I think his is a manual drive anyway.
Well, he's going to get better fuel mileage because of that. Is that right foot, knowing how to drive it to get that kind of fuel mileage. There's certain things you really need to do.
With this car, on that. It looks like I'm fueled up at a little bit different place this time, and it looks like my fuel mileage is getting back up there.
What's the ethanol content in the fuel will have a lot to do with your fuel mileage also. If you run non-ethanol fuel in there, you'll get better fuel mileage. So that's something else you got to watch.
You know, the little self-meter that it has was saying, you know, I've been down around the 50, 51 and that, but now I'm back up in the 57, 58 range.
It's about time for them to start making the change back on fuel also.
Back up another trip to work and back for a tank.
These fuel prices, that's a big deal.
Yesterday coming home from the restaurant, but I only needed 3 gallons.
Fuel truck up every day but Tuesday, and it's $100 to $150 every time I stop.
Making any money?
Money, but I'm making less money because of it, that's for sure.
You know, the higher the prices go up, you know, the more you got to spend. And then the higher the prices go up, the less your customers spend. And this is a vicious circle.
How many people don't know basic economics about anything? They think if costs go up to manufacture something, that the supplier shouldn't be able to go up on his price and in order to have to sell it at the same thing. That's not how the real world works. That may be how the current administration wants you to think, but that isn't how it works at all.
When they agree to make cups for somebody and sell them at a certain price, and that it's in the contract that, you know, if the resin prices go up, they can't pass on the cost for like 3 months. So, man, they must be hurting.
You have to be a smart buyer and have a warehouse, a way of warehousing that. And you buy that 3 month supply when that contract's done. And that way you can maintain that. That's the only way you can make any money in that, doing stuff like that. Prices are changing so much for me. I started telling guys, if you want it, today is this price. And if you wait till tomorrow, it may be a different price. It may be more, it may be less. I don't know. But the price is going to change.
Finding out every time I order something, even I ordered it last month, and when I ordered it this month, now the price has changed. Or I need a quote on this, and it used to be the quote was good for 30 days or 60 days, and now it's good for 1 day, and it just, oh man, it's just terrible.
Welder, I was telling you about earlier this week. I mean, what am I going to do on that? That's $400 in 1 week. And that's a huge jump in price.
There's some regular pipe flanges, you know, some weld-on kinds that you, and, you know, usually they have all kinds of them, and my supplier, he wasn't even going to be able to get any until next week, and then the price had doubled since the last time I had ordered them, and that finally I found somebody, another supplier that had some in Greenville, but it's getting to where, you know, all the suppliers are starting to run out. It's going to get where it's going to take, you know, 2 hours of on the telephone and online to try to find something.
We're HKX. Yeah, that's exactly it. I'm set up with 3 wholesalers outside of Matco so that I can be competitive on stuff. And I spend hours running through, looking at stuff, shopping, trying to find the best deal on product. I mean, it's just getting harder and harder to do that, though.
I heard you winding that engine up.
Turning on the Wade Hampton coming off of Mokum there, or Locust Hill, whatever it is. It's not moving. Somebody's going to get some late deliveries.
something must be happening because the last 4 or 5 days, UPS, you know, usually the UPS truck and the FedEx truck, by the time they deliver to us, they're just, I mean, their truck is flat full. You can't hardly even move in the back. But the last couple of days, 4 or 5 days, they both been about half empty. So something's happening with freight. KN4 TFW.
Exactly sure what it is. It's getting really hard to find out any real information because they're pulling down all the stuff to do with the convoys and the truckers shutting things down, or all that stuff. They're not shutting anything down, but they're being pulled off the internet, so you can't get that information.
Go back to 11 meters, but you really can't tell if that's true or not, you know. Hey, I just passed the gas station. Diesel was still at 369.
I don't even look anymore. I get scared to look. Yeah, very expensive day for fuel because I got to fill this truck up and then I got to fill the excursion up this evening too.
Need about a 500-gallon tank at the house and get somebody to come out and fill it for you, you know, on bulk. Maybe you can get a better deal.
Yeah, once I get on my own property, that'll be one thing I'm looking at. Get one of these 500 to 1,000-gallon tanks and just have it there. That way I don't have to worry about this stopping for fuel all the time.
When they come fill it up for you and that, and you wouldn't have to worry about it. And then you just fill up when you got to the house.
The thing you got to watch with that is make sure you're not getting water in it, because diesel fuel will draw water to it. So you got to be careful about that.
Keep the lid sealing. I know we usually get in a 55-gallon barrel, but as soon as we get it, we use it so that it don't sit there. If you put it in a 55-gallon barrel, I guarantee you'd leave it sit in the rain a month. It'll be full of water.
Probably so, and even if it's sealed up, it will be.
Close to Strange Brothers by now.
I just pulled in. You got to be getting close, too.
Yep, just made it through the gate.
And say 7-3s. Ken, you have a good day, and look forward to talking to you. Maybe this afternoon, if not, maybe tomorrow. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your phone.
Patrick, you have an awesome day. Stay safe out there, and I'll try to catch you this afternoon. KN4TFW.